From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Monday, April 20th. I'm Abby Larico. Cigarette use appears to be back on the rise among Gen Z adults. Experts say it could be partly due to young people longing for pastimes of the past.
Around two-thirds or more of Gen Z adults report that when they engage in this kind of nostalgia, it helps them manage their anxieties about the present.
That story's coming up after this news on The Gateway. Mayor Kara Spencer has planted her flag when it comes to spending the remaining money from the settlement over the Rams leaving St. Louis. As STLPR's Rachel Lippman reports, she outlined those plans in her first State of the City address Friday.
Though there is popular support for spending the entirety of the $300 million on relief for victims of last year's tornado, Spencer says she wants a plan that also funds infrastructure projects like water and redevelopment in downtown.
It must do all three. Without all three, our city has no chance, none, at growing or succeeding.
The Rams' money will be among the major issues facing aldermen when they begin their new legislative session on Tuesday. The mayor's speech was interrupted by protesters who say her administration has not done enough to support tornado recovery in North St. Louis. Multiple people were arrested. I'm Rachel Lippman, St. Louis Public Radio.
Alfred Montgomery won't get another trial. Acting Judge Stephen R. Omer made that ruling Friday. The decision follows a months-long civil saga between the embattled former sheriff and the state of Missouri. Lawyers for Montgomery argued that he should have only been partially removed from office. Judge Omer took Montgomery off the job in December. He agreed with the state and said having former acting jail commissioner Tammy Ross handcuffed went beyond the sheriff's legal duties. Omer said the same for when Montgomery disarmed a former sheriff's deputy. The date for Montgomery's federal trial for separate charges has not been set. A case pending in federal court is the latest against the city of St. Louis related to a police shooting. As the Midwest Newsroom's Holly Edgel reports, the city's already had to pay millions in judgments in similar cases.
In his lawsuit, Vincent Simmons says he was unarmed and climbing a fence when a St. Louis police officer shot him last March. Simmons alleges the officer fired at least twice, striking him in his back and injuring his stomach and other organs. He's suing the officer and the St. Louis Police Board for excessive force, among other claims. Last month, a jury awarded $37 million to a man who was shot by St. Louis police when he was 14. It's believed to be one of the largest police shooting judgments in Missouri. The Simmons lawsuit comes as the city is suing to strike down a Missouri law requiring a state board to oversee its police department. I'm Holly Edgel, the Midwest Newsroom.
The St. Louis County Health Director says the county council is slow-rolling a measure that allows its government-run health clinics to hire physicians. Last summer, the department asked the council to approve a contract that would allow it to hire doctors from SSM Health to work at St. Louis County-run clinics. The health department has urged residents to ask their council members to approve the contract. Director Kanika Cunningham says if the council doesn't act quickly, patients could soon lose their doctors.
To remove the department's ability to provide a physician to maintain care, it's a problem for me, and it's a problem for the community, and it should be a problem for the patients who utilize our services.
Tension between the executive branch and the county council has run high in the wake of a contentious battle earlier this year over the county's budget. The proposed budget for the U.S. Department of Agriculture from the White House is raising concerns from some in the Midwest and Great Plains. The White House is hoping to cut USDA spending by nearly $5 billion next fiscal year. That would be a 19% decrease. One of the suggested cuts is to zero out funding for a program that provides loans and grants to rural businesses with fewer than 10 employees. Kaylee Olson of the Center for Rural Affairs says the proposal to eliminate the program is disheartening.
Coming from an administration who claims to care deeply about rural communities, eliminating programs that are set up to give them opportunity in the future is discouraging.
Both the Senate and the House have yet to release their suggested budgets for the fiscal year that begins in October. A Black Baptist church that was once located in Clayton will now be honored in a ceremony April 30th. As St. Louis Public Radio's Chad Davis reports, historians say this church was a center of the Black community.
First Baptist Church of Clayton was founded in 1894 and was located on South Brentwood Boulevard. The congregation grew from 67 to around 600 members at its peak. In the mid-20th century, Clayton officials started urban renewal efforts and rezoned parts of the city to grow its commercial businesses. Donna Rogers Beard is a historian and retired Clayton teacher. She says those efforts ended up displacing many Black residents and institutions.
This was not a fly-by-night community. This was a community that was firmly rooted.
The recognition follows other commemorative efforts by the city, including markers to honor one of the first Black schools and the displaced Black community. I'm Chad Davis, St. Louis Public Radio.
After years of decline in the number of young people picking up smoking, more Gen Zers are now turning to cigarettes and other tobacco products. Rebecca Smith takes a look at why.
It's Resource Monday at the University of Missouri's Wellness Resource Center. And sophomore Patty Kirtley is handing out free quit kits.
There are products that help with flavor cravings and oral stimulation. So some of these include flavored toothpicks.
Kirtley is an intern for Nick Free Mizzou, a group that's working to reduce tobacco and nicotine usage at MU. She says it's pretty common to find someone smoking or vaping around campus, and research backs that up. According to Partners in Prevention, a coalition of public and private colleges and universities across Missouri, 43% of Mizzou students reported using a nicotine product in 2025, while the average for all four-year institutions was just 28%.
I don't know anyone who uses cigarettes regularly because vapes are convenient and they're small, and cigarettes are, like, aesthetic. Yeah. They're aesthetic and they're, like, sophisticated.
Tianzi's son is a researcher at Australia's National Center for Youth Substance Use Research. She says the perception that cigarettes are cool or sexy has been carefully curated by the tobacco industry and widely perpetuated by influencers on social media. There are accounts that only post images of celebrities smoking cigarettes and looking, quote, hot and attractive, with no accompanying safety disclosure. Sun says while traditional media platforms such as cable television and magazines are heavily regulated, social media is subject to fewer laws, making it harder to regulate.
We found that only celebrities and social media influencers were predictive of subsequent tobacco use.
She adds they're beginning to see some anti-vaping content online, but it's not cessation messaging. Instead, it's often a promotion of a return to a more masculine, more analog way of interacting with tobacco, cigarettes.
So there is this sense of like an attraction to freedom, an attraction to not taking yourself too seriously, about being a bit reckless.
That's Clay Rutledge. He studies existential psychology at the Archbridge Institute, a right-leaning think tank. He says this is a phenomenon called historic nostalgia, essentially longing for an era that one didn't live through.
Around two-thirds or more of Gen Z adults report that when they engage in this kind of nostalgia, it helps them manage their anxieties about the present and their concerns about the future.
Oh, so it's essential oils only?
Yeah.
You just sniff it.
At Mizzou, anti-smoking interns Patty Kirtley and Danielle Kimmel talk with students who've dropped by. Kirtley says through their grant, they're able to provide nicotine replacement therapies, such as nicotine gum, lozenges, or patches for free.
It's not like all of a sudden when you get a job and you're going to go to work and you're going to be able to like leave your vape behind. You have to like put in the work.
Kirtley says she hopes her fellow students will take advantage of the resource because smoking even the occasional cigarette can make it harder to quit. I'm Rebecca Smith.
That story comes to us from member station KBIA in Columbia. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, thanks for listening to The Gateway.